Want to try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait, can something this small really throw my body off balance? Time to consult the online experts.
Hi, Felicia here with 1 million followers. That bite will destroy your metabolism. A drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
But is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again? Oh, the kids would really love this.
Fruit ruins insulin sensitivity.
Never eat after 7 p.m.
You gotta cut carbs for 30 days.
Always know every
Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Signos.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
The only place in football where the offense is always on the field is on Moneyline, with the two best hosts in radio, Donnie Wrightside.
If anybody wasn't watching, listen, I don't know what you were doing.
And Kevin Walsh.
Forget, act like you've been there before.
On the Sports Grid Radio Network, Sirius XM Channel 159.
Best Every Day Now is officially underway. It is Moneyline. It's a solo mission today. It's your boy Donnie Wrightside here. SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Grid Network. A lot to get to, which includes Major League Baseball. We're going to hit every single game on the card today, try to find those matchups that we like. So last night, if you were watching along, my favorite team total was actually the New York Yankees yesterday. A 3.5 team total at a minus 140 price. The Yankees only scored 2 runs. I lost my favorite team total. But absolutely on fire yesterday on prop bets. So I've been tracking a lot, you guys know, building up to May 1st, which is a big day, which means we have 1 month into the Major League Baseball season. A lot of the numbers are starting to come into play. Now we're still about a week away from that, and things are looking up because there's different ways to handicap as the new numbers come in, which means now we have pitchers with a decent amount of starts and a decent amount of innings for the most part. Players at the plate, you have enough to make absolutely a defined correlation on how we think those players will perform against certain pitchers. But now we're starting to get into the realm where we can actually take the left-handed splits and the right-handed splits from the pitchers and match them up. That's what's exciting right now. And that's what we did last night. So maybe the biggest parlay I ever hit, and there's 2 ways you can look at this too, because I'm not betting a lot of money in the month of April. And again, I don't never really per se bet a lot of money, but limited units, probably by about 25 to 50% of what I would normal bet during the months of May, April, June, July, August, and then certainly like during football season, let's say. But it still doesn't mean you can't have fun with it. So yesterday on Twitter, again, put out, I like the Yankees pick. That one ended up losing. But the players to watch, which I've been tracking ones, twos, and threes in the HRR markets, which is one hit, one run, and or one RBI. Those players yesterday, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I had 7 players that I really liked. That was the New York Yankees. It was Rice and Judge, Wagamen for the Marlins, Hernandez for the Dodgers, Yelich for the Brewers, and then Langford and Garcia for the Rangers yesterday. And also, I bet them for 3+ HRR apiece. Rice, Judge, Wagamen, Hernandez, Yelich, Langford, and Garcia, they all hit that. And again, it was only for a couple dollars a piece. It was $5. It wasn't even a lot, just because I want the tracking in there so I can see what the profitability will be. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 7-0 on the plus 3 market
for hits, runs, and RBI, which all of those are plus money numbers. Anywhere between plus 125 to the really good players, like let's just say maybe an Aaron Judge, to plus 250 and higher for some of the other players. Worked out well. I also took yesterday a round robin by twos, threes, fours, and fives. And I only bet that at $2, which I believe was over a $50 wager, which if I hit all of them, would be about $160 you would get back on the $50 bet. And obviously, if I hit all threes, every single one of those hit at least one HRR market, which again, I'm still tracking that and think it makes a lot of sense. That was sensational. But on the three market, there was a chance yesterday for a parlay, which pops up at Bet365. Also, Bet365 yesterday had the free $10, you know, get back wager in case you lost. So I was like, you know what? I'll take Rice and Judge at three more bases apiece in a parlay. That was 5-1. $10 paid back, a little bit over this. $10 paid back like $57, which was awesome. But the big one, which I didn't expect, and again, you can never look a gift horse in the mouth when you're wagering. You take it as you go and you move on. But I hit a 550-1 parlay yesterday on Bet365. That parlay I paid, $1. That parlay paid back, over $550. Never again will I hit a parlay of 550-1 or higher. So you might say, like, oh, that's awesome. And it is. It really is. I'm not betting per se to make a lot of money in April. But to have a $1 wager return over $550, that was really cool. But then you start to say to yourself, couldn't have thrown $5 on that. Couldn't have thrown 10 on it. $25 just to have some fun. But normally me, I'll be like, I'm not even going to waste a dollar at this point. Like that's not going to hit. So why even waste it or waste time on it? The fact that I was watching it as it went and I fell asleep because I wasn't going to stay up for the later games. Christian Yelich had a monster game, had 8+ HRR, which was incredible. And then Langford and Garcia each had 5 and 4 respectively. They crushed it last night. So to wake up and see the notification from Bet365, hey, congratulations, your $1 parlay paid back $550+ there. That was fantastic. I mean, that was absolutely great. So I enjoyed that a lot, but we have a lot of baseball to talk today. And as I said, a lot of different ways to handicap. Because as I'm looking at the lefty-righty splits here, some guys taking a look at way above five. Particularly, look at that, Herman Marquez. Did you know he had 7 innings pitched right now against left-handed batters? He's got a 5.14 ERA to those batters. He's got an xFIP number of 7.144 to those batters here. See, that's what we're trying to dig into, which worked so good yesterday, which the shame of it was, if we were just looking at like the bottom of the barrel, like the worst pitcher on the card, just from an xFIP perspective, no splits, was Baido and the A's, which obviously, the A's got roughed up on offense, which was great. Bybee I had 6 out of 7. He pitched well in that game outside of a leadoff. First pitch home run by Ben Rice really shut the door down. Imanaga, I had listed as a bad pitcher. He got roughed up right away. So some of those were in there. But also looking at the splits, because when you're looking at the overall fades, I want to have both left-handed batters torching, right-handed batters torching, and then combine the two, which the Yankees to me were the best team yesterday because I had Bybee as the sixth. Actually, I'm going to reverse it. Bybee is the second worst pitcher on the card yesterday. And then we also had Bybee as struggling with left-handed batters with xFIP. And Bybee also struggling with right-handed batters with xFIP. So maybe should have just kept it simple with Baido yesterday and just went against, again, the Rangers. Yes, I'm sorry. It's the Rangers going up yesterday against Baido, which is why I had Langford and Garcia in that lineup here. So there are some spots that we can make some necessary adjustments if need be, but I feel like we're in a comfortable spot right now when we're starting to line everything up as we preview it. Now, the pitchers on the card today, we'll go over, we'll have some fun with that, but also there are 3 NBA games on the card tonight, one at 7 o'clock, one at 7:30, and one at 9:30. I have some thoughts on those, which I went over already on the early line, but Major League Baseball, we'll keep it central today. That's where we're going to go with it. Because you're looking at the afternoon card overall, as I set it up, 12:15 start. That's St. Louis and Atlanta. Michaelis is always on that radar to get hammered. 1-10 start, it's Cincinnati and Miami. That's Singer and Alcantara. 1-10 start, that's the Philadelphia Phillies, who are embarrassing right now, playing the New York Mets, with Wheeler and Peterson and a low total in that game. New York Yankees and the Cleveland Guardians going to tee it up again today. That's at 1-10. That's Rodon versus Ortiz. And then another 1 o'clock game between San Diego and Detroit, which Detroit didn't hit at all yesterday, going up against a pitcher that should be a layup to get base hits today. So there are opportunities earlier on. Weather conditions are getting better in baseball, which you love to see. But I'm excited. Like, every day, the numbers get stronger and stronger and stronger. Whereas in the beginning of the month of April, you're handicapping base league with no radar. We're now starting to get that radar locked in, that low ranch radar that you like if you fish out there, where you can track the fish. We got those. And we're going to start the baseball cap next, right here on Moneyline, on a Wednesday afternoon with your boy DRS.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Yes, flipping coins doesn't make any sense here. Solo missions, we don't flip coins, score DRS, we handicap games, we take the honesty and put it into the equation and make those educated guesses. And as I stated before the break, every single day that goes by, more and more statistics come in to help us handicapping throughout the summer, which is why I get so excited by this. Yeah, the NBA playoffs run, they're fantastic, they're great, much better than the regular season. The NHL playoffs are there, if that's your thing, you're enjoying that as well. But I get such a passion, such an excitement about the beginning of Major League Baseball season once we get through the first couple weeks, because then it starts to enter into my realm. So what we're going to do in this section of the show, and I love to teach people the way that I like to handicap. And you can make tweaks. You can make, you know, assessments on what you think would work better or what you think works to your numbers in your eye, because that's where it makes some sense. The one thing we know about baseball, if you're using certain websites, Fangraphs, Roto Grinders, whatever it might be that you like to look at, there's so many stats there that can really confuse you. Paralysis by analysis is something that you don't want to subscribe to. So you got to get used to the numbers you like. For me, you know me, I love XFIP. I love ISO power number. I love weighted on base percentage. Those are the keys that I like to go to. And sometimes you take a look at the Sierra numbers, which is the skill interactive ERA, which brings everything into the equation. But I just want underlying value. What does this batter do against this type of pitcher? And how should those two react to each other? So if we look at the card today, I have 30 pitchers that are handicapped here today. And we take a look at first, as always, the no splits, which means how is this pitcher doing against the totality of right-handed batters and left-handed batters? Now, there are some games that you take a feel and you say, I think this pitcher is going to get beat up. How can I turn these numbers into a profitable bet for myself? I try to stay away from that. But we are humans. We're sometimes like, you know what? I just should have taken this. I think it makes some sense. Let me ride it out. Thanks to everybody in the chat box here. Jordan P's in there. Kristen's in there. Aaron's out there. Fantastic stuff. But if we look at the card today, 30 pitchers. The best pitcher on the card today, XFIP-wise, it's Logan Webb. He's been sensational. 30 innings pitched this season so far, a 2.40 ERA, and an XFIP number of 1.92. Like, we're not going to fade him. We're not going to go against it. If you're looking to take a side there. By the way, that game looks pretty good out there on the West Coast tonight as well. Colder temperatures out there in San Francisco. What is that game, by the way? Milwaukee and San Francisco, 11-mile-an-hour per winds blowing out the center field, which is typical for out there. 56-degree temperatures. But I just wanted to list and say he's the best pitcher on the card. Here's how we start to whittle things down. And again, there's 30 pitchers. I write down the pitchers that are at least a 4.50 XFIP or higher to go on the slate. Here's what I do. I sort of work backwards. I don't look at the games per se, like the full card where I get the numbers for the hitters and say, okay, who's got a good hitting lineup? Who's got a bad hitting lineup? I always start with the pitchers because I don't want to waste my time and say, boy, I wonder how Pittsburgh's going to do or Cincinnati's going to do or Tampa's going to do if the pitching matchup doesn't match up. Take that out of the equation right away. So I do have the pen and paper out. 4.49 is Bryce Wilson for the Chicago White Sox. Obviously, he's not going to be in the equation for us today. So we take him out because why? It's 4.49. We're starting at 4.50. That pitcher, the first one here, is Matthew Boyd. So we're going to write Matthew Boyd down, and that's for the Chicago Cubs. 22 and a third innings pitched, a 4.53 XFIP number. Number two is Oakland. We're still going to call Oakland just because I can't say no and just Athletics. So there'll always be the Oakland Athletics until they're the Vegas Athletics. That is J.P. Sears. So J.P. Sears' number today is coming in at a 4.64 XFIP number. So I'm going to write these down too. Boyd, 4.53. Just so I have those numbers side by side when I take a look. Herman Marquez of the Colorado Rockies, 8.27 ERA, 4.93 XFIP number through 16 and a third innings. So Marquez is going to get written down here, and that's 4.93. Next on the card is Sugano of Baltimore, 21 innings pitched, a 3.43 ERA, but a 4.98 XFIP number. So that's Sugano, writing him down in the fourth position. Fifth worst today, and that is Kochanowicz, and that's for the Los Angeles Angels. 20 and a third innings pitched, a 6.20 ERA, but a 5.07 XFIP number, which those are the danger zone. So write Kochanowicz down as another pitcher. Miles Michaelis, who has a game that's coming up this afternoon. 17 and two-thirds innings pitched, close to an 8 ERA, guys, and a 5.10 XFIP number. And that's Michaelis. And the worst pitcher on the card today overall, if we're not balancing out lefty and righty batters, that one today is Kyle Hart of San Diego, who pitching Pivetta, my guy, last night. Sensational. 7 innings pitched, no earned runs, 2 hits yesterday. He was great. Kyle Hart's going to feel like a layup for them today. Through 16 and two-thirds innings pitched, a 6.48 ERA and a 5.41 XFIP number. So we have 7 pitchers on the card today, ranging between 4.53 all the way up to 5.41%. So we take a look and we label that just overall. And you set that aside and say, okay, they're the pitchers we're going after. So the Michael Lorenzens, the Trevor Williams, the Bowden Francis, the Sean Newcombs, we set those aside. Even though sometimes you don't think they're great pitchers, we're not relying on hope right now and saying like, oh, I think they'll be bad. We're going on just strictly hardcore facts here. The next step is just what you take in your following column. I write down left-handed, which means we're going to get the splits now of this season for those pitchers going up specifically against left-handed batters. Now, you extrapolate a little bit. 4.50 is what I take a look at, let's just say, for the totality of the pitcher, lefty and righty. When I'm breaking down where the damage could be, I need at least a 5 or better. So if I'm looking at the card today, and I just told you I have 7 pitchers overall that we would like to fade, if we take a look at just the XFIPs of pitchers over 5, and again, some of these pitchers that we talked about won't be included, but will still be high up in those righty-lefty splits. And then that's when we start to verify and remove people from the equation. So, number one, we're going to write down it's Trevor Williams. And Trevor Williams for the Nationals, a 9.35 ERA against lefties through 8 2/3 innings and a 5.08 XFIP number. Number two on the card, again, no surprise, that's Miles Michaelis to lefties. He has an ERA of 6.14 and an XFIP of 5.39. Right, like that. Gets juicier as we go. How about Sandy Alcantara today? Miami, usually dominant. ERA 12 against lefties and a 5.71 XFIP number. So we'll write down Alcantara here. See where we're going? Process of elimination today. Understand this. Listen all the way through. You'll find out where we're going today. Sonny Right Side. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
I got a feeling Miles Michaelis just might be on the card today. We'll find out. Process of elimination as we go through. As I said, we have the overall pitchers in. Now we're sectioning off left-handed and right-handed pitching. Or should I say left-handed and right-handed batters against these said pitchers. So right now we have Williams, Michaelis, and Alcantara. And I waited for you guys, right, after the commercial break. I didn't cheat. I like to handicap right on the fly so you guys know exactly where we leave off. Bryce Elder of the Atlanta Braves is listed here. And he's got a 7.04 ERA and a 5.75 xFIP against left-handed batters here. So we'll go 5.75. All right. Now we'll go ahead and Ryan Gusto of Houston. We'll write Gusto's name down. And he has a 5.40 ERA. And it translates to a 6.30 xFIP number. Love to see that. But Gusto, by the way, isn't listed in our top fade. So as excited as you get at that point now, you still have to take some things with a grain of salt as we like to play it out, at least for team totals. Hear me out later on that in just a few moments. So the last pitcher on the card today who looks horrendous against lefties, that's our guy Marquez. And he has a 5.17 ERA, which is bad, but a 0.14 xFIP number. So, okay, the left-handed fades here from a pitching perspective. Williams, Michaelis, Alcantara, Elder, Gusto, and Marquez. All right, so we got the lefties out of the way. Let's go to righties, people. See how they set up here. So, once again, we'll look at the pitcher struggling from an xFIP perspective against right-handed batters. And we don't start with the 4.50. We go right to the fives, which there aren't as many to the righties as there are to lefties. So we're going to start right now. Reese Olson is on that list. And Reese Olson is a pitcher for the Detroit Tigers. A 6.10 ERA, which translates into, let me slide this over, 5.02 xFIP. Number two behind him, Jack Kochanowicz. His name appeared earlier on our overall stats. Now it appears again on our right stats. And Kochanowicz is a 6.30 ERA against righties and a 5.66 xFIP number. A good guy, Kochanowicz. Tough name to say, by the way. Sugano, second to last on the card today for Baltimore. 5.79 ERA and a 5.67 xFIP. That's Sugano. Now, this is going to be an interesting handicap. And the worst pitcher here on the card to righties, that's Kyle Hart, left-handed pitcher, as we stated, for the San Diego Padres going up against Detroit. An 8 ERA, but that equals a 5.88 xFIP number. Okay. So if we take a look, do we have the triple threat? Which if we get the triple threat, that means we're possibly in line for a team total as opposed to reaching for a team total. So for the 4.53s, up to the 5.14s, that's Boyd, Sears, Marquez, Sugano, Kochanowicz, Michaelis, and Hart. So as we go down to the left-handed batters, pitchers against left-handed hitters, Michaelis shows up on there, so he's on there twice. Michaelis doesn't show up to right-handed batters. Where is Michaelis to right-handed batters? Has he been good, bad? Where is he?
Oh, he just misses out at 4.89. Man, so we're good. You know what? For the sake of, you want to keep it the same. It feels like we should be in and fading Michaelis, to be honest. It really does, because he's so bad either way. But I really don't want to stray from what we've been doing. So if we take a look at Hart, let's go from the worst, the top pitchers to the worst, excuse me. We'll go Boyd. Boyd only shows up overall. Doesn't show up over five in the lefty or righty content. Sears, he doesn't show up between lefties or righties, but doesn't overall. Marquez, who shows up, but it's only for lefties. So we might have to just go ahead and try to pay some lefties into the equation. Sugano, who shows up in the overall, he only shows up to righties. Kohanowitz shows up in the overall, but only to righties. And where is he to lefties, by the way, Kohanowitz? Is this guy's just missing out? 4.50. Some of these guys are just missing out. Miles Michaelis, overall bad. Lefties horrendous. Just misses righties. And then there's Hart, the worst overall pitcher on the card, XFIP-wise. He's a left-handed pitcher. He doesn't show up against lefties, but is terrible against righties. So here's the formulation today. I don't know if we get a team total, but we're going to track a couple of these things. We are going to get some really good batters, though, to take a look at based on these fades and at least getting a couple at bats in. So let's track that here. Let's continue capping and making the right decisions.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Right back at it here. Handicapped and finding the best possible solutions. Looking at the left-handed batters, I told you, Germán Marquez is ridiculously bad in the early season against lefties. A 7.41 XFIP. But you go to the Kansas City Royals today, and here's where you try to line these up. Vinny Pasquantino, left-handed batter, 167 ISO, which is decent. Low-weighted on base percentage, though. You take a look at Michael Massey. He's been brutal against right-handed pitching this year. Drew Waters would be a switch hitter, hold back from the left-hand side, brutal. Same thing with Kyle Isbell. So you can't just force it and say, I just want to take a couple lefties against Marquez. Maybe it does work today, but we're not trying to force it here. We're trying to make the right decision. So if Marquez for me, probably not going to be on my card. So I'll put a slight cross out over him. Let's go right up there. Gusto, which is a pitcher for the Houston Astros. And who does Houston have today? Sometimes these cards really throw me off. Houston should be at home against Toronto again. So let's factor it in. Toronto, by the way, got blasted yesterday by Houston. Bowden Francis on the mound for the Toronto Blue Jays. That's not the side we're looking at. Gusto, who's been bad, as I said, against lefties, and even through his 24 batters that he's faced, high ISOs, high weighted on base percentages, low K rate, that leads into it. So you want to take a look at left-handed batters in the lineup today for the Toronto Blue Jays? Anthony Santander will be in there, but he has got terrible numbers against right-handers. Andrés Giménez, who has a high weighted on base, excuse me, a high ISO, but a low weighted on base percentage is a lefty. Will Wagner's bad. Alan Rodon is bad. So again, we're wasting some really good opportunities, but we're not just taking flyers saying, oh, I'm just going to go with Santander. He should be able to hit. We're not doing that. So he's off the list. Let's go to Bryce Elder today. And let's see what time that game is going to be first pitch. Elder, where are you at? Is that a night game? Is it a day game? Come on, Atlanta. Scroll up, scroll up, scroll up. So we must be at a true afternoon game here. First game of the day. Excuse me. There we go. That's why we couldn't find it. 12:15 p.m. Miles Michaelis, we'll get to him in a second. But I'm focused on Elder here. Right-handed pitcher, really struggling with left-handed batters. So now we might have, okay, all right. Lars Nootbaar has a 138 ISO power number and a weighted on base percentage of 342 and a low K rate. Not bad. Nolan Gorman has a 214 ISO and a weighted on base percentage of 344. So first batter we're going to write down today is Nolan Gorman of St. Louis. Going down that list, doesn't look like anybody else really lines up. Nootbaar's a close one, but I think Gorman might be a better one there. So we're going to take Gorman in that lineup. And let me just write down STL so we can find that right away. All right, so Elder, again, doesn't look too good in this matchup against lefties, but don't have enough lefties that would be able to overpower. Burleson has been terrible this year. Victor Scott, decent weighted on base percentage, not enough ISO for me. So Gorman looks like he could be a mainstay here. So we'll take Elder now off, and we'll go to Sandy Alcantara, which is an interesting one, because how good a pitcher he is, but struggling early season against left-handed batters. Low K rate, high ISO, high weighted on base percentage. If we look at the lefties in the lineup today for the Reds, Ellie De La Cruz pops up. It looks like that's the only guy. Gavin Lux has a high weighted on base percentage, though, by the way, of 412, just a low power number. Fraley actually has decent numbers, too. Huh. This is now. So Alcantara to lefties. So if we're Ellie is probably the best of it here. So I'm going to write down Ellie De La Cruz as a possibility today for Cincinnati. And then if we are getting serious about it, I don't think I'm going to go Friedel. I think that's a little bit too low. Lux is 412 weighted on base percentage, so it does deserve to be in there. So we're going to go Gavin Lux for Cincinnati as well as a write-down possibility. Jake Fraley is right on the borderline, so we'll leave him out. So that gives us two opportunities with Alcantara. Let's get the Miles Michaelis on the mound today. And that's St. Louis, game number one, right off of the bat. Michaelis really struggling with lefties. A couple guys in that lineup here, Olsen, Albies, and Baldwin. So we got three guys here. So we'll go Olsen, Albies, and Baldwin as opportunities for Atlanta right off the bat. So look at that. We got a couple guys that we like in that game right off there. Verdugo, probably going to pass on him. Like his weighted on base percentage, a little bit low ISO power number. Matt Olsen also makes a little bit of sense in that lineup too. I guess we got to write him down. He's there. Oh, we did write him down. Excuse me. Apologize. Olsen, Albies, Baldwin. 1-2-3 for Atlanta. All right. Now we get to Trevor Williams. As we take a look here, what have Trevor Williams here? Now those Nats. The Nats in the afternoon today? Let's see. Where we go? Come on. All right, 6:45. So not in the afternoon. 73-degree temperatures. 5-mile-an-hour wind blowing out to left field. If we're looking at where he struggles, it's against lefties. Oh, boy. Oh, boy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now, what is Trevor Williams looks like? He's been sensational against right-handed batters, and he has for the most part. But lefties should twist. Now, see, this is the issue that we have sometimes where you're trying to say, all right, overall XFIP numbers, but you are going to get 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 out of the 9 batters from the left-hand side, and a lot of those elevated. Mullins, Hernandez, Rutschman, O'Hearn, Kierstad. So that's, you don't really want to take too many players from the same team because you know that burns you at that point. But some of these guys are so devastatingly spectacular. You know, I'm going to write down 5, just Baltimore. And that might be a team total for today. We might have to bend the rules slightly because where do we have Williams as a total shot today? On this card, he's 4.08 with a higher ERA, but again, he's getting crunched against lefties, but doing very well against righties, like extremely well. But the first four batters in that lineup today, all lefties, all smashing right-handed pitching. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to have to circle that. We might just have to go Baltimore team total today. And how do you even play in those players? Because legitimately from the left side, 1, 2, 3, 4, that's 5 players that it looks like I actually want to get down on today from the Baltimore Orioles. How do you play that one out? Like, everybody can't have a good day there. It's almost like sometimes you get nervous because too many players are too good there that you just might want to go with the team total, and that might make some sense. So there you go. So we're through the left-handed batters with literally 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and if you include Baltimore, that's 5 batters. So that's 11 total. I'm just going to write 5 batters for Baltimore, and we'll see what that starting lineup is, by the way, when it comes out. But that is the possibility to be a really good team total, guys. Really good. What's up? Tony's out here in the chat box hanging out with us as well. Thanks for tuning in here. SiriusXM Channel 159, Sports Grid Network. It's your boy DRS, solo mission here, right on Moneyline, the way we like it on a Wednesday. Handicapping Major League Baseball games up and down here, picking on the bad pitchers and sort of settling in. So I like where we're going with the left-handed batters. Now we're going to start to focus on the right-handed situations here. So let's go with Olsen, and we'll see where we can pick him up. Let's go. So we're going right-handed batters. Olsen down by the bottom. Detroit Tigers. That game will be played at 1:10, so right off the bat this afternoon. And we focus on Fernando Tatis. Woo! Goodness. Let's write him down right off the bat. Tatis scorching hot. Scorching hot against right-handed pitching to the tune of a 417 ISO and a weighted on-base percentage of 532. Now, Machado's got a low ISO, decent weighted on-base percentage. So does Bogarts. Sheets is a lefty, though, and is cracking right-handed pitching. But that's not the fade at this point right now. Like, Reese Olson against lefties? Let me see where he's at here. Is he just miss or is he way up there? Reese is having a pretty good season against lefties. So that's why we have to keep it out. We can't just extrapolate and say, I just like this because Sheets. And again, he might get a base hit. He might get a home run today. He might get an RBI. We're going to leave him off. It's Tatis for us in that situation. So we'll scratch off Olson. Second worst there is, and is that Kohanowitz here? I believe it is 5.66. Is that him? Yes, it is. Kohanowitz, which again, we have to slide it out and take a look there for LAA. Again, it's right-handed batters. Oh, we don't have any. We don't have any people. O'Neill Cruz, fantastic. Valdez, fantastic. Both left-handed batters, though. Shame you can't go with that. Cross the ball.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Hi, guys. Here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver, unless I'm fasting for 36 hours. Because that resets your whole, like, everything. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good. Whoa.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Cygnos.
Like and subscribe.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Right back at it here, taking a look at some people that aren't matching up appropriately for us. And that starts with Sugano here as we line up on the Baltimore Orioles starting pitcher today. Terrible numbers against right-handed batters, but electric numbers. But for James Wood and Nathaniel Lau, won't be able to take them, though. Right-handed batters aren't stacking up there, so it's a shame we have to waste that as well. Last pitcher on the card today, who's been brutal, and that's our guy Hart. Overall, 5.41 xFIP to righties, a 5.88. So that's San Diego. And let's move it over so we get this up. Detroit. This is one of those games where you say to yourself, you're going to get 1-2, and we probably have the starting lineups out. Let me just hit the refresh button. Just want to get a fresh look at exactly who's going to be in right now. As it loads. Come on now. Where are you at? All right, we've got to hit it again. Okay, just came up for us. So we're going to take a look at the starters going up against Hart today, and that's for Detroit. Lineups are out. 1, 2, three, four, five, six. Six out of the nine batters will be from the right side today, which is where he absolutely gets lit up. Right-handed batters today, that really makes sense. Like, Andy Abanez in the middle of the lineup has a low K rate, which we love, a high ISO of 280, but a low weighted on base percentage. Torkelson's got to be in your lineup today. Feels like I say that every single day for Tork. So we got San Diego's Tatis and Tork for Detroit. So not a lot of work for right-handed batters, but this is also one of those where you say, you probably should be taking a team total on Detroit. Hard is terrible, bad against righties. Six out of nine in the lineup are going to be righties, but not a lot of love because, you know, Henry Molloy in the top spot, bad against lefties. Gleyber Torres, bad against lefties. Riley Green, bad against lefties. Abanez, Torkelson, and McKinstry do pick it up. But again, McKinstry is a lefty, not a righty. You don't have very many righty power bats here if you're just saying, you know what, leap of faith time, I want to do it. I get it. So it looks like the batters that we have today, and it's a shame because we're just missing on a few components that worked so well for us yesterday. It didn't work in the team total, but worked where we hit every single other prop that we put out. So if I'm looking at angles today from batters that I like, Nolan Gorman of St. Louis, Ellie De La Cruz and Gavin Lux probably for the Reds, Olsen, Albies, and Baldwin for the Braves, and then also a Baltimore team total, which I do think makes some sense. Now, the Baltimore number, though, is later today. That's a 6:45 start. I want to make sure we're getting exactly who's in that anticipated starting lineup, and then we might be able to add. So the afternoon games, right off the bat, is 12:15. Like, we're a half hour away from that game. We'll be involved. So I just have to make sure once we get off here to fire away that Nolan Gorman is going to be in the lineup for me, as well as Olsen, Albies, and Baldwin, right off of the bat. We have a 110 game with Cincinnati, so we get a little bit of time there. And I wrote down Ellie De La Cruz and Gavin Lux for that game. New York and Cleveland, nothing there in the afternoon. Even though, who do we have there? Rodon, who's going up against Luis Ortiz. Not a great lineup, but I'm trying to stick to the formula now that we have enough in the process that I think we can make some decent cash today. And I'm going to be upset with a couple of these pitchers I think get lit up, but I'm just trying to stick to the game plan overall. So afternoon, this is what's the St. Louis game? That's 12:15. Let me write that down. We got to get that in extra quick, as well as the Atlanta Braves with their three players. That's 12:15. And then we got the 1 o'clock starts. Or is it 1:15? 1:10 start for Cincinnati. So we'll write that down, 110 and 110 together. And then the Baltimore game at night, Tatis and Tork. Where are you missing? That's a 110 game. So there you go. Same game too. Perfect. So that is 110. Okay. We can deal with that. Now, what's the game plan going to be for us today? Because as I told you guys, I've been tracking all along throughout the month of April where and when we're going to find which side actually makes the most sense to play long term. And I've been going back and forth. Like, it just feels like the ones hit so much at this point that there's got to be a way to find out. I told you yesterday, twos, threes, fours, fives, where they all ping off each other as a round robin, all hit yesterday, which was great. It was a $2 round robin, which was $50 in total bets, and everyone won. So it was like, okay, bet one hits bet two hits bet three hits bet two. You see what I mean? They all bounce off each other, and it was a great day. The twos would have also hit. Also took yesterday all the batters straight with threes and then hit that lucky parlay with them at 550-1, and it came in. But I'm trying to see what's the most profitable opportunity that we have on those. And I'll continue to track them because we've got another week here to find out. But you might be saying, well, Donnie, which way are you going to play some of these batters that you're talking about? That's what I'm figuring out right now on the fly. Like, we have about 10, a little bit over 10 minutes left in the show. Is it going to be a HRR parlay between all of them? Is it going to be just twos? Is it just going to be threes? Do we play RBI shots at this point? Home run dabbles? Really not going to be that big on home runs this year, but you saw a lot of my guys last night torching bombs into the seats, paying good money. But today, let's see. So the first game up 12:15, that's got four batters in it. There's no reason to believe that they all can't get into that plus one category. Same thing with Tatis. So I do think today, again, I like the team total angle for the Baltimore Orioles, but that's later on. We can set that one aside. And I like a couple players from the Baltimore Orioles today. But again, I need to see that true lineup once it comes out. I'm almost thinking about today like a, could it be a round robin that makes some sense? Where, again, if you don't know what that is, it's a parlay that gives you a little bit of leeway. You're supposed to do them with plus money. where you can match up two of them and it automatically pays back at a good number. But you can do some of these round robins where, you know, if you lose one leg of it, you don't lose the parlay itself because the others can back it up. Now, you won't win as much as you're supposed to win if you took them straight per se, but you don't lose it. The theory is you're taking an option with a parlay that if it all hits, has parlay-like numbers, but if it doesn't, you still get some of your money back because some of those, you know, legs go off of each other there. But I do think it makes some sense because if we want to keep in the same realm that we did yesterday, threes pay well. Most of the threes in the hits run RBI market, any combination, you're going to be at plus money at three. Usually at twos, you'll be right around plus money to minus 125s to minus 115s. But again, two's easier to eat to hit than three. So that's what you have. All right, we got decisions to make. We got one more segment to go with how we play this. But the one thing I do know, you got to be following me at RightsideVP on X. You know that the players will be out there. The options will be there. Your boy DRS Solo Mission. We'll be right back.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
I think I have a point of plan of attack. I think we're going to go ones, twos, and threes market. Lightly on those wagers, but to track them all the way through. Now, the one debate is, do you just go with the ones automatically and go through as a parlay? Or do we just track them as ones? I think I'm just going to do it as ones with no parlay today. So it's going to be a lot of bets, which means a lot of fun, by the way, because you're already taking a look at 12 bets that you would have just in the first game alone. But again, we're adjusting these numbers as we go. But those numbers will change up and get a little bit lighter as the day goes on. So I do have Gorman, Olsen, Albies, and Baldwin in that first game that we loaded up. Now, the Cincinnati game, that game is, again, at 110, but we know the starting lineups. Let me just take a look quickly at that one here. Cincinnati, and we were going with, how about this? Hold on. So we have Alcantara going up against. Boy, see that? Just, I'm trying to take a look here. Struggled the lefty. So if we go Ellie De La Cruz and Gavin Lux. So Ellie's got a big K number, though. This is, by the way, Novelli, I believe it, Noelvi Marte? Crazy numbers. Now, I'm trying to make sure I'm doing the right thing because I try to stay away from guys with super high K rates, and that's Ellie De La Cruz against righties. Has a 35.8. Gavin Lux has a decent number of 412. Am I going to leave them out? Boy, see, this is what we have. Where's Tatis and Torque? Let me just go over them real quick and make sure I have it in here. Torque's definitely in. So let me go down to Torque. So we're scrolled down. We're doing this live on the air. We're trying to get these out before this 110 game starts out. So where is my guy Torque at? Torque is 320, 130, and 150 in a row as his price points on 1, 2, and 3 hits, runs, and RBI. And then we take a look at Fernando Tatis is 600, 200, and 105. So that's 18 total selections this afternoon. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm probably making a mistake, and I know it. I'm going to take out Ellie De La Cruz and Gavin Lux today, which I know I probably shouldn't be doing. But I don't have the numbers that are super high. They'll probably hit. So if you want to go ahead and bet them, I'm not going to go against you. But I have 18 selections between the 1, 2, and 3 market that I'm going to go along with. So let me see if I can just get the options out here. It's 18 wagers. We'll put it in light. Let's just track it, let's just say, for, I don't know, 5 apiece. It's a $90 total wager, which isn't a lot. You know, this will increase once we get the May more statistics. But I feel like this is just the way I want to play it out right now. No parlay options. No, let's just say, round robins. Tracked it yesterday, worked out very well. But let's go ahead with that. So I'm going to put those in. 18 total wagers for this afternoon's early action. And as I told you before, I really like that Baltimore game a little bit later, maybe for a team total. I just don't know who's going to be in the starting lineup. So we'll list those 18 batters to start once again. Gorman for 1, 2, and 3, hits, runs, and RBI. Albies, 1, 2, and 3, hits, runs, and RBI. Matt Olson, 1, 2, 3, hits, runs, and RBI. Drake Baldwin, 1, 2, 3, hits, runs, and RBI. Spencer Torkelson, 1, 2, 3, hits, runs, and RBI. And Fernando Tatis, 1, 2, 3, hits, runs, and RBI. Again, if you hit every single one of these wagers, it returns $170. That's not what I'm looking forward to today, though. I just want to make sure I can track these appropriately based on some of the numbers that are finally coming through. And I did leave, again, Ellie De La Cruz and Gavin Lux off, which I probably shouldn't be doing that, but I do think it's the right way to approach it. So it's a fun betting mark that we're trying to get through, and we have all summer long to invade some of these betting marks and, you know, have a lot of fun doing it. But I'm just trying to stick to a process right now, which I think is going to land me for cashing in on some of these tickets here and really getting after it. So the Baltimore Orioles, a little bit later on, probably going to be able to cash in some tickets for us today. Let me see. That's a 6 o'clock game going up against Trevor Williams, who, again, doesn't have crazy bad statistics, but it just looks like the way these batters are going to set up, it looks like we might be able to have a feast there based on the matchups and the left-handed pitching and what we can get after. But there's a lot of xFIPs that are extremely high between lefty and righties. We just want to make sure that we can actually find something that's going to make the most sense at this point. Because I am looking at that, you know, there's a couple wagers in there that I feel like I might be leaving on the board. And I'm going to feel upset when I do that here. So let's do it. 18 bets on the board to start the day in the early afternoon. And then we'll see what that Baltimore lineup looks like a little bit later today at 6:45 p.m. Eastern. See if we can double dip in there with a team total. It's fun. An hour goes by quick. It's handicapping. What we do, JP behind the wheels of steel, Donnie right side. Tune in tomorrow on another
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.